Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome to hour number two, which is just now underway. Coming up, we will have Eric Bauza. You might not know the name. You'll know the voice says. He does all the Looney Tunes voices that the great Mel Blanc used to do back in the day. Also, Brian Quinn, Q from Impractical Jokers, will be this hour as well. The Oakland Ballers, the indie team that's taken over the mantle of the professional team in Oakland. As I said, even though it's Pioneer League, that's the only baseball team that we have now, but they are dedicated to the city, and they're dedicated to fan experience and fan ownership. I own a little chunk myself. Well, a couple weeks ago, they announced that Billy Joe Armstrong from Rodeo, California, and too short, Todd Shaw from Oakland, they have joined the investment team as well. And I bring it up because today they have announced that Blair Underwood, the actor, he's now part of the ownership. And when I say ownership, this isn't like some sort of, signing free agents and hiring, firing, putting the hit and run sign on. No, it's just buying a chunk of the team. Blair Underwood said, quote, "I truly appreciate the social fabric of inclusion that the Oakland Ballers are promoting through their love of baseball." So that's pretty cool, because from what I know, Blair Underwood is not from Oakland. But, they had a rule in the Pioneer League that you couldn't filch other teams' players. And now they've removed that rule, and the other teams are complaining because everybody wants to go play for Oakland, and not just because it's the only really big city outside of Colorado Springs in the Pioneer League, but because they have a World Series winning manager and Aaron Miles. You have a staff of guys like James Harris, who was a first round pick, JT Snow helps out, Larry Dietrich. It's a lot of because what they want to do is get to affiliated ball, and that's what the Ballers want to do. It's a dichotomy of, look, our best players all left and you brag about it. All right, so welcome Blair Underwood. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. When we come back, Eric Bauza, you got to hear his voice. Come on back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is our pleasure to welcome to the show the highly talented Eric Bauza, and he is here to talk about his new movie entitled The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Now, Eric is an award-winning voice actor, and he does Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and he does them so well. And Eric, welcome to the show. And when you take over for a guy like Mel Blanc, many have tried, and I think you are the very closest. It sounds just like Mel. And I mean, you always want to be your own man, but in a case like that, you want to be like him, right?
That's exactly the point here, you see. No one will ever be like Mel, because he is truly one of a kind.
But I guess you got to come within that bullseye, because if not, then the audience will just kind of, tune out.
Great stuff. And the thing I love about this is you think about these amazing Warner Brothers Looney Tunes characters, as I was mentioning, Bugs, Daffy, Porky, and others, and they are just sitting right there. And I love the fact that somebody decided, why aren't we making a movie with these guys? And so I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're 90 years later. We are 90 years into the Looney Tunes, and, you know,
it's about time, if you ask me. Oh, Daffy, just calm down.
It's the first standalone movie that I like to say that doesn't use AI or any basketball players.
Well, that's the thing, too. Hand-drawn 2D animated adventure. These are the old cells I get, and I would imagine painstaking but worth it, huh?
Yeah, you know, the coloring now is done digitally, but the animation is still, if you can believe it, some of the animators that worked on this film, did it with pencil and paper.
It's extraordinary. Let's talk about the plot. Because it's a very dramatic title. Porky Pig, Daffy Duck, a buddy movie, and what happens when they go to the local bubblegum factory?
Well, they actually finally have to get jobs because they're trying to fix a hole in their roof. Yeah, they encounter an alien chewing gum invasion.
Sounds crazy to you, but it's normal to me.
That's despicable. I can't do it.
Yeah. No, you got it. You got it.
Well, the thing is, too, is that whenever you work a character like that, you have this rabid fan base. And, you know, I grew up in the 70s watching this stuff. And what you don't want to do is say, yeah, people say, oh, you know, Daffy would never say that. Bugs would never do that. And so it's a huge responsibility for the writers to get this right, isn't it?
Absolutely. And for that, we kind of even went back. We went back to the drawing board, Earth Creature, as they did back in the 40s. So they basically relied heavily on the talented storyboard artists to use the writer's outline. But they kind of wrote their own dialogue. They kind of, you know, made up the gags. And it was basically like working at Termite Terrace, I imagine.
So for you, when you were growing up and as a little kid, I'm sure you were saying, hey, I can do Bugs. And then people at school would say, go ahead, do Bugs. When did you realize, oh, no, I can really do Bugs?
Well, you hit it again like the head of a nail. When you're kids, when we're all kids, we all run around doing silly voices, right? But I think it's like really around high school or college that I really started to notice people's reactions to the impressions that I did. That included some of the teachers, which kind of got me in trouble. So kids, don't impersonate your teachers to get out of class. However, if you can get away with it, then go ahead. No, just kidding. Yeah, basically, we made a deal with the teachers. And, you know, I made a deal with the teachers. If I handed my work in on time, I could do voices over the PA system for the entire school.
Wow.
So that was like basically, that was my first Netflix stand-up special right there.
You know, the one thing, too, I loved about, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, whenever any of the Looney Tunes characters did a blood-curdling scream, it seemed like it was always the same. It was that awesome Mel Blanc, can you do the scream without blowing our eardrums out?
Here, I'll give it a shot. And this is exactly the basis of, like, I'm already starting to lose my voice from all the press, but this is the exact reason why I wanted to try doing these voices, is because there was a certain unhinged quality that, like you just said, Mel Blanc would kind of put his own DNA into the voices. Because, you know,
you could do what's up, Doc? And you're despicable.
But as soon as he did the screams, it was just 100% him. And my favorite Mel Blanc unhinged scream is when he's trying to help Playboy Penguin get back to the South Pole. And he, you know,
hey, fella, what's the matter?
And then Playboy Penguin hands him a map.
He's like, oh, you're trying to get home, huh? And then he goes, South Pole? Dying,
you know, he does the ooh, I'm dying. He doesn't want to go to the. Who wants to go to the South Pole? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty unique what he did. And again, we're entering the 90th year of the Looney Tunes, and to know that it's 2025 and we're still talking about these characters like they were just invented yesterday just goes to show you how much soul Mel Blanc put into these I call them people. They're not just cartoon characters to me. They're actual personalities.
Just a couple more questions. One of the things I love, too, about Bugs and Daffy, the slapstick, the jokes. People think this is for little kids, and if you watch, these were jokes. I would say more than half of them were for adults, and the hilarious, let's call it violence, but it all worked so beautiful, like a symphony.
Oh yeah, you know, it was like orchestrated chaos, you could say, and like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. You know, like it wasn't unlike Tom and Jerry. or Droopy for that matter.
Hello, all you happy people. I'm happy. I'm Droopy.
You know, like all these guys were kind of cut from the same cloth. Tex Avery, Bob Clampett, Chuck Jones, Friz Freleng, Bob McKimson. These are all the godfathers of the golden age of Looney Tunes animation. And, yeah, I heard so many funny stories about how they made these cartoons. You know, being a cartoonist in the 1940s in Burbank, like, I can't even imagine what that was like. But here we are, still studying and still laughing at these Looney Tunes.
Great stuff. And then finally, you have some other VO people with you, Wayne Knight. Hello, Newman. And also a friend of this show, been on many times, the great Lorraine Newman, the only founding member of the Groundings and SNL. So you got a great cast here.
I mean, these are heroes that I never thought in a million years that I would be working with, and let alone calling, you know, someone like Lorraine Newman my friend. It's kind of unbelievable. And, you know, I'm a kid from the 90s. I grew up in the 90s renaissance of Looney Tunes animation. And never in a million years that I ever think once I could go,
what's up, Doc? And get a paycheck for it. However, Warner Brothers pays me in carrots, so we got to change that.
The day the earth blew up, a Looney Tunes movie tomorrow in theaters from Ketchup Entertainment. And we've been speaking with Eric Bauza, the true star of this movie. Eric, thank you so much for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.
That's all, folks.
There it is. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. He delivered. Come on back on Sports Byline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hey, coach.
Yes.
Why don't you quit so we can get us a real coach?
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. And lines are available. Coming up in the next segment, we will have Q. If you ever watched Impractical Jokers, that's Brian Quinn, which would mean now I'm just... Sal Volcano would be the last guy I haven't had yet, because I've had Murr and Joe Gatto. So now that quarterbacks are finding homes, and we'll see about where Aaron Rodgers is going to go, there's a report that the Steelers have put something on the table. Remember, he's a free agent for the first time in his career. So I wanted to go a little bit deeper into the mocks. And there was a story written by O. Wayne Jones. I've never read O. Wayne Jones before. And that's not O period Wayne. It's O-W-A-I-N. O. Wayne Jones, writing for MSN, because he put out this morning a three-round mock. Now, you're already going to mock yourself with one round. So with three rounds, but we like seeing names of teams and the names of players next to names of teams, right? So I'm not going to get too deep into the three rounds, but I just wanted to see how he looks at it, because names have fallen, names have risen. And no name has fallen more than Shedeur Sanders, according to this mock. He still has Tennessee taking Cam Ward 1. Abdul Carter, despite stress fractures, would go 2 to the Browns. The Giants couldn't pass on Travis Hunter, the best overall player. Then the Patriots, he has Will Campbell, the tackle, to protect Drake May. Then Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan, to the Jags. Then at the Raiders, we've been hearing this a lot lately, Aston Jeanty from Boise State. Remember, it's not just Pete Carroll who brought in Geno Smith. Chip Kelly has the offense there. And so you're talking about a guy last year with 2,500 yards and 29 touchdowns from Boise State, 5'7", 215. And then it goes along, nothing too crazy outside of the fact that he has Teteroa McMillan 10th to the Bears, and that would be – I still think McMillan's the best player in the entire draft. Now, it is apples to oranges because you have different positions, obviously, but I think he's – if you had to say who's going to the Hall of Fame, and I realize he's still in college, I would say he has the best chance. But then that would have – the Bears would then have Roma Dunze and DJ Moore. So you might say that's not really what they need, but that's the kind of thing where you can't pass. In fact, that's exactly where Michael Crabtree fell to the Niners. He was never supposed to get to 10, but he fell in their laps and they couldn't pass on. The Niners pick 11th. They have him, or this guy has him taking Grant, Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan. And defensive tackles, to me, are always the most boring pick. Even more boring than guard. That's right, I said it. So I'm not seeing Shedeur Sanders' name in the top 10 or in the top 20. He has Shedeur Sanders being taken by the Steelers at 21. Now, that's not going to happen. And it's not because I think Shedeur Sanders is going to Hall of Fame. It's because somebody will jump in and get him. Let's say he's sitting there at 17, right? And it's the Bengals at 17. They don't need a quarterback. So he has them taking Jahdae Barron, the corner from Texas. Well, what if the Raiders say, we got Aston Jeanty and we want Shedeur Sanders? Or maybe the Raiders will just wait till the second round and hope he falls like Derek Carr did to them in the second round. That could be a thing. Shedeur Sanders, who at one point for several weeks was one overall, even ahead of Cam Ward and his teammate Hunter, 21, he falls 20 spots. Could it happen? No. Well, obviously it could. I mean, we've seen quarterbacks drop. We saw Aaron Rodgers drop because everybody thought he was a horse's ass. We saw Brady Quinn drop because everybody thought, Samardzija made you look good. And we've seen guys drop. We saw Johnny Football drop. There's always a little bit of concern here or there when it comes to these quarterbacks. And we saw Warren Sapp drop because of the weed. We saw Ricky Williams drop, Edgerrin James taken before him. We've seen guys fall, and you're like, oh, my gosh. What value we're getting. That's why I always said I want somebody someday who's picking first overall. I would pay money, a whole $15 to Tennessee that after they draft Cam Ward saying, I can't believe he was there at one. I can't believe he fell to us at one. What value? This is the steal of the whole draft. Just for laughs. My buddy John Baker, who is a Contra Costa County product like myself, East Bay Catholic school like myself, but except that he led the Pac-10 in hitting and was a draft pick of the A's and played in the Bigs for three teams. One time he decided just for fun that after when people used to do the thing where they would like hit a home run and get the home plate and they would like, you know, they'd have their fingers lips to heart, lips to heart, lips to heart, both fingers and then point to heaven and then go to the dugout. He took a four-pitch walk, and at the plate, he did that. Lipstar. Just for laughs, right? I like it. Just for fun. But as I mentioned, I did bring it up, that this is a three-rounder. So how about those round two quarterbacks? He has Jaxson Dart. Jaxson Dart from Ole Miss going to the Giants at 34. He has Walter Nolan going to the Raiders at 37. I would love that. He's a defensive tackle out of Ole Miss, only because I've seen him mocked at around 15. I can't imagine him falling to 37. Remember, this is just a guy writing like Lane Moore in a bedroom by himself. Any other quarterbacks hopping up? Oh, Elik Ayomanior, the wide receiver from Stanford, I think is Teteroa McMillan Jr. I love that kid. He has him going to the Chargers. Well, Chargers just got one of their old wide receivers back today in Williams. So I'm going through. That's the only second round quarterback, really. No one. Oh, there's Jalen Milroe, 82. 82nd overall pick to Seattle. Noel Williams, the Cal cornerback, 87 to Green Bay. And that's it. Three rounds and four quarterbacks. Wow. Two in the first round, one in the second, one in the third. And look, I mean, I could understand Pete Carroll in Vegas saying, do I want to hand the keys to a tempestuous child? Or do I want to go with what I know? And he knows Geno Smith, and Geno Smith is not going to set the world on fire, but Geno Smith is not going to humiliate the team, knock on wood. He's not Gardner Minshew. He's not Neil O'Donnell. He's not somebody who's going to walk. Neil O'Connell. Yeah. He's not going to walk out there. It's not Neil. Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden.
Yeah. Aiden O'Connell. I got it. Thank you. He's not going to walk out there and humiliate the team. I'm thinking of the Steelers quarterback who sucked in the Super Bowl, who threw a pick six to Larry Allen, and then Al Davis signed him. Oh, I can remember the old names. Just not the new names, apparently. But, yeah, I mean, it's so hard to find a guy who can take a snap. And so I think it's interesting that Pittsburgh is all in on Aaron Rodgers. And I wonder why Aaron Rodgers is stalling. And the only answer is that Pittsburgh is not his ultimate fit. You know that they're going to go to the playoffs because Mike Tomlin, that's just what he does. It's a 90% chance. The Steelers are always, of course, sort of like the St. Louis Cardinals. You know they're going to be at least a wild card, unless they're not. You kind of just know. So maybe he doesn't want to play in the mud at Heinz Field or Equal Opportunity Field, whatever it's called now. You know, in the snow and the rain, maybe he wants to be the quarterback of the Rams. Well, we already know that. And then the Rams decided to keep Stafford. Womp, womp. Well, how about the Chargers? Now they have Herbert. The Niners? Well, no. They got Purdy. It just, you know, how about the Raiders? Now, too late on the Raiders. They already got Geno Smith. Now, there could be some last-minute change, but maybe I don't know what warm-weather team that has a chance of winning, you know, that doesn't have a quarterback already. You know, I'll go to Tampa. They have Mayfield. I'll go to Miami. Now they have Tua. The Steelers are the best possible team that wants you, Aaron, so I would take it. All right, when we come back, we'll have Q himself from Impractical Jokers right here on Titillating Sports.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You know what I love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Right.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Over the years, have a lot of the impractical jokers on the show. We finally got Q. Joining us on the line is Brian Quinn, and he is here to talk about not just impractical jokers, but about a great cause as well, because they moved to a new home on TBS with season 11 premiering July 11th. And of course, Q was a firefighter before he got into his. Q, welcome to the show, and talk about how you guys are giving back to the fire department there in the city.
Well, I'm happy to do that. I mean, really, what I'm doing, and by the way, thanks for having me on, man. This is cool. I've been working with the Friends of Firefighters for a few years now, and they do all of the work. I mean, you got some great, great people over there who care about firefighters. So when they were looking for help to promote the work they do, I jumped on board as quick as I could, because like I remember them when I was in the firehouse and the good they did and stuff like that. So really, I'm just like a shiny object to call attention to the work that the real people are doing, if that makes sense. and Friends of Firefighters, they do create, like, they offer mental health services, they have family support services if God forbid anything happens. I mean, the stuff that these guys do, it's really incredible. They started right after 9/11, and rather than just let it drift away like so many other places did, like, they just year after year doubled down on their care and doubled down on their passion for it. And it's really quite an honor to be involved with them. Yeah, to tell you the truth, like, that's just straight from my heart. Like, it's just an honor to be involved with them.
Very cool. You know, it's funny, when I had Murr and Joe on, I never asked about the Tenderloins. People don't know your comedy troupe with Sal. And do you guys know, you must know, that's our worst neighborhood here in San Francisco, the Tenderloin, right?
I have. The last time I was in San Francisco was about 25 years ago. And I remember going down to the Tenderloin, and I mean, my impression of it wasn't that it was the worst neighborhood. I was like, oh, cool area. I guess it's gotten worse since I've been there. But I wasn't responsible for the naming of that group. Just so you know, those three guys, they started doing improv before I got. I was friends with them. I would go to their improv shows in Manhattan. But I was always the guy that was like, I don't know about improv. Looks kind of corny to me. So I never really joined on. And they named it Tenderloins before I got there. If I was involved, that name never would have been chosen. I promise you, it's a weird name. It's an odd name. I don't know what it means, but I was stuck with it because I officially joined up later. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's a half-hearted crotch joke. I mean, I get it, but yeah, the Tenderloin here. Even the cops don't go there. Let's talk about you,
really?
Though, because oh no, it's funny. People say, oh, San Francisco is so beautiful, and it's like not right there. When you go to, I'm sure someone's listening in the Tenderloin right now that's angry with me. Being raised Catholic, I knew so many families that were half Irish, half Italian, or like half Mexican, half Filipino, you know, the Catholics all mixing together. So for you on Staten Island, what was it like to have the Irish and the Italian going with you?
Oh, wow. Well, look, man, when I grew up on Staten Island, like, it's not the same anymore. Like, it's been all scrambled up. But, like, when I was growing up, like, the Staten Island was Italian and Irish. Like, that was it. Everybody you knew was either Italian or Irish or Italian and Irish. so it's like, it was funny. And, look, my mother was born in Italy, but my last name is Quinn. So I was able to, like, deftly nip, like St. Patrick's Day, I'd be out there wearing all the green that you wanted, and then you know what I mean, and then on Columbus Day I would just be like, oh, my mom was born in Italy, hey, let's do this. So I loved it. I mean, I've always felt very, happy that I was raised in this culture and you know, because both sides of my family, my mom's side, they're the Palantis, the Italians, and my dad's side, who were the Murphys, like, they couldn't be more different, but all lovely and all fun and a great family. So it was really great. I loved it. And, you know, and I don't mind Staten Island changing. Like, some people around here grouse, but I'm like, oh, what are you going to do, man? Like, that's how it happened. All the Italians in Brooklyn built, you know, they built the Verrazano. All the Italians came over, settled here, and then they moved to Jersey. So now, like, Staten Island of the 90s is now in New Jersey, and now you're getting, like, Chinese and Russian. But to me, I'm just like, hey, man, they're going to work their way over to Jersey, and then somebody else will come in. Like, I kind of dig it. I'm down with it. You know what I'm saying?
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, the ferry to Manhattan is free, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been free a long, long time. When I was a kid, it was like 25 cents, 50 cents, but I think like 20 years ago, they were just like, ah, let's just make it free, which is great, you know. It's a great ship. I mean, people like, the Staten Island Ferry is amazing. It's we used to go, I mean, look, man, I used to be out in bars till like 2 a.m., right? And, like, we would use, like, oh, man, this is back in the day. Like, I would stumble out of a bar drunk. I don't know if this is the interview that you're looking for, but I would stumble out of a bar drunk, and I'd look up, and I'd find the Twin Towers. And you know how, like, when you had a few drinks, and you're like, I don't know which, how to get home? And I would just look up, and I would see the Twin Towers, and I'd be like, that's where the Staten Island Ferry is. And I would just start working my way downtown and get on the ferry. And then you got to, if you miss that ferry boat by 2 minutes, you got to wait an hour. So then it's ferry beers. So by the time you get home, you're in worse shape than you were when you left the bar. Yeah, it's pretty. I love the Staten Island Ferry, man. There's nothing like a ferry beer. Or if I was going to a Yankee game, you jump on the ferry, you start cranking beers early. Yeah, it was the best. I love the Staten Island Ferry. I highly recommend it to anybody in town.
I love it how you, I think it's the number one train, and the last stop is South Ferry. Like, you can't miss it unless you are really drunk, right?
Correct. And if you do miss it, you're screwed, because you're either in Brooklyn next or you're all the way headed back uptown. Yeah. You got to stay alert, man. It's a buddy system, you know?
Right. So in Practical Jokers now, I mean, almost some 15 years now, and starting off on True TV, which at that time nobody ever heard of, and it just really made that network. And so, but as I mentioned, you are you're moving up in the world, TBS. Now, do they in any way, shape, or form put handcuffs on you guys creatively? Do they send you notes from guys in suits, or is it exactly the same, full autonomy?
It's pretty much exactly the same. Like, they have been, TBS has been wonderful. Like, they were like, look, man, like, you know, you, some people are like, look, I've worked at this network for 2 years. You guys have been here for 15. Like, nobody wants to come in. We were lucky, because nobody wants to come in and be the person that, A, cancels Impractical Jokers. Nobody, we've heard that. They're like, I'm not going to be that guy. And then we hear like, other people are like, what am I going to do? I grew up watching your show. I'm not going to come in and give you notes. So we get away with a lot. Look, you know, there's some standards and practices, things that, look, you know, we've run across that the entire run, where it's just like, look, guys, you can make, you know, one boob joke. You can't make 15. You know what I mean? Like, and that stuff is just across the board. But they've been amazing, amazing partners, and very respectful and stuff like that. So we've had no problems, man. It's kind of why the show keeps going, because, like, we're having such a good time. And, like, we just quietly deliver for the network and do our own thing. And we're based in New York. They're all based in L.A., so we don't have a ton of interaction with people. We're kind of on our own island, so it's nice. They've been very, very good to us. I have no complaints.
All right, last question for you, and I have to ask about the Impractical Jokers cruise, because I've heard Mark Norman and Joe List and other comedians talk about the hijinks. But what is it, like 4 days Miami to Nassau? Do you guys still do it? And did anybody ever go overboard?
No, we didn't. We didn't get. I know that just happened to the Faster Pussycat guys. That's so horrible. No, our cruises have largely just been fun. Yeah, it's great. Like, the first year they approached us with the cruises, we were like, this sounds crazy. We never did it before. So we programmed it all and had all these comedians. Dude, it is a blast. We just did one a year ago with Eric Andre. And it was crazy. The boat, it does get crazy. It does get nuts on there, but we never really get to participate in it because, like, we're working our asses off. Our feeling is like, look, people are giving us money, a lot of money, to come on a vacation with us. Our job is to make that as entertaining as possible. So it's like we're really working a lot. So a lot of the comedians like Joe List and those guys, they only got to do like a half-hour show a day, you know what I mean? So they can dive in and have a blast. And we are having a blast. It's just a different blast. It's more work. And so I don't know when we're going to do another one. I actually just it sold out already, so it's not a plug. But I started a comedy festival in Key West called the Q West Comedy Festival, because I wanted to maintain that feeling that I had with the cruises, which is like, man, I want to program something fun for people. And I limited it to 200 people. I was like, let's just see how it goes. It sold out so fast, and programming it has been so much fun. And it's like, so I would do a cruise again in a heartbeat, man. Like, I genuinely love that level of interaction, and I love programming, and I love seeing people having a good time. And you know, my brothers and my parents come on the boat, and they're all getting a free vacation, and they're happy. It's just, like, such a positive experience. I would do as many as they wanted me to do. But I think, like, there's so many cruises now that they're literally like, dude, you got to give, like a couple years between for people to build up their purses again type thing. But I would do it.
This season, PBS, July 11th, celebrities participating, Brooke Shields, Richard Krein, our friend Roy Wood Jr., also a guy who's been in studio with me many times. Did Joe DeRosa bring his sandwiches?
He did not, and I mean to bring that up with him. Joe DeRosa, he is coming to Key West with me. He's one of the comedians. Actually, Murr will be there. Sal will be there. Joe will be there. It's DeRosa came. He killed it. I love Joe DeRosa. He is one of my favorite guys on the planet. But he did not bring sandwiches, and I intend to bring that up with him. What's the point of owning a sandwich shop and not giving free sandwiches to your friends? I don't understand it.
That's how guys think. I'm right with you. Brian Quinn, it's Q, everybody, from Impractical Jokers. And remember, get ready for the new season on July 11th on TBS. Thanks for coming on, Q, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, we started shooting season 12 this week. We already had Joey Fatone in, so we're going to be around for a while.
All right, great stuff. I always felt sorry for Joey Fatone because it's the joke that in that group, the fat one, his name was spelled Fat One. I know, that's too easy. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Army with harmony.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Okay, just hold on. I'm just going to jump into one without thinking. No thinking. I'm just going to let it flow. Let it flow now. Fast car on the highway, on the byway, Mr. Robotron. Okay, that's not a good one.
If you're thinking about calling Rick Tittle, just put down that phone and shut your ugly face.
All right, thank you for that. As the Champions League got done yesterday, moving into the Final Eight, the Europa League has their second leg of their first knockout round today. Tottenham kick off at 1 at home against AZ Alkmaar, down 1-0. If they don't win that, I think Ange Postecoglou, the manager, will probably get fired. But also the conference, that's a step below the UEFA League. And I was looking at some of the teams there, and I saw one, because it's always teams, there are always teams that I've never heard of, which I think is cool. And one was called Paphos. Where the hell is Paphos? It's in Cyprus. And it's funny, because Tottenham over the years have played three teams in Cyprus. They played one in Nicosia, which is the capital. They played one in Limassol, and they played one in Famagusta. I didn't even know about Paphos. But I looked at their crest, and it says FC Paphos, but it's in Greek letters. And their crest is a drawing of a guy's face kind of looking off to the side with a modern haircut. And I'm like, all right, I got to look this up. And it's a Cypriot martyr, a 19-year-old, and he was hanged for running guns. Remember, a picture is hung, a person is hanged. He was hanged for running guns. He had a Bren, that's the one with the light machine gun with the cartridge on top, British, that wasn't working, but he was hanged by the British in the 50s. Now, I remember the Turkish invasion in the 70s. That was highly controversial, obviously, for the Cypriots there. But this kid, he was 19. He was hanged. The British said that he had murdered an old guy, but it was never proven. So he is like a martyr in the city of Paphos. I forgot his name. But I have never seen a soccer crest with a 19-year-old martyr on it. It's a terrible story, but as I said, I have never, and they're competing in Europe. So it's the sport that keeps on giving. You'll always learn a new team. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back for hour 3. Lots of open lines on Sports Byline USA.